وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأتى الأعمى في سورته وهيبته وهيئته. We are still reading in this chapter of making muraqabah that Allah is with us and we must be conscious of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith was mentioned that where Allah Ta'ala wanted to test and reveal to the people the result of the condition of this people, when Allah sent a farishta, an angel, to three people to test them. The one was a leper, a bald person, and a blind person. Allah restored everything of theirs and gave them lot of barakat, lot of wealth of this dunya. Then Allah sent the farishta to test them. He went to the first two and he asked them for help, which was just a test, and that in the name of that Allah who had given them good health and given them this wealth. But they failed in their test and they said that this is not from Allah Ta'ala, but we are inheriting it from our forefathers. And they refused to help him. Then wa'atil a'ma fi suratihi wa hay'atihi. Then he came to the third person, the blind person, and in the form of a blind person, and as a blind person, he came to this person who was blind, but whose eyes were restored by Allah Ta'ala. And then he told him, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينٌ وَابْنُ السَّبِيلِ, that I am a poor person and I am a traveler. وَانْقَطَعَتْ بِيَ الْحِبَالُ فِي سَفَرِي, and my means of reaching my destination, my home, returning, have been destroyed, have been lost. I haven't got the means enough to reach back to my home on my journey. And similar to this, he spoke to the other two also. فَلَا بَلَاغَ لِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكَ, and there is no way that I can now carry on with my journey, see to my needs, but by Allah. That is, only Allah can help me. And Allah has made this world a means, a cause, and means. So for in that I seek of you that you help me in the name of Allah Ta'ala. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرَكَ, and I ask you in the name of that Allah who had given you back your eyesight. فَشَاتًا أَتَبَلَّغُ بِهَا فِي سَفَرِي, for one sheep I ask you, and this will help me so that I can complete my journey and reach my destination. And that Allah who gave you your eyesight, who gave you all this wealth, I ask you in His name. فَقَالَ, that person replied and said, قَدْ كُنْتُ أَعْمَى, yes, very true, I was a blind person. فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي, and Allah in His great mercy and kindness gave me my eyesight back again. فَخُذْ مَا شِئْتَ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْتَ, so take whatever you want to, this whole valley full of sheep, take as many as you want to and leave whatever you want to. I leave it totally up to you. Allah has been so kind to me, and in His name I give you, take whatever you want. فَوَاللَّهِ مَجْهَدُكَ الْيَوْمِ بِشَيْءٍ أَخَذْتَهُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and by Allah I will not rebuke you in anything whatsoever. What you take from here, you take it for the sake and in the name of Allah, take whatever you want, I am happy with that. فقال, then that farishta said, who came in the form of a human being and as a blind person, أَمْسِكْ مَالَكَ, keep all your wealth. فَإِنَّمَا ابْتُلِيتُمْ, you people just have been tested. The three of you, I don't need it whatsoever. Allah, farishtas don't need anything whatsoever. But I was just testing you people by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And as we mentioned, Allah knows exactly the conditions. Allah doesn't have to test us to know what we are like. But the test is so that the results can be seen by mankind and they can take a lesson. And this was of the Bani Israel long, long, long before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also. But today, sitting here, we are taking a lesson also. And it is necessary that we take this lesson also. فَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Allah has been happy with you. That you passed your test, Allah is happy, and Allah is going to give you even more. And this dunya is no real significance. What Allah is going to give in the akhirat, that is the real thing. وَسَخِطَ عَلَى صَاحِبَيْكَ. And Allah has become angry and upset at the two other people who failed that test, who did not acknowledge that Allah had given them back their health, everything, and that Allah had given them their wealth also. So if it is for us also that we see that a test like this come to us also all the time. And then we should not fail in this test. Acknowledge the favors of Allah. And what Allah has given us in whichever form it may be. It isn't only for us. We must not just live for ourselves, but share with others also. Those who, if Allah has given a person knowledge, then don't keep it for yourself, share it with others. Allah has given you wealth, share it with others. The farz of zakat, that has to be fulfilled. But besides that also share with others, especially the needy, the destitute, and especially those who come and ask you, whatever you can do, give it. And also there are many of us that we at one time had nothing whatsoever. All of us, when we were born, then of course we had nothing whatsoever. We did not have the means of acquiring anything. Allah, out of His mercy, gave us, and it is to share with others. And Allah loves those people who spend on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And especially those who are weak, downtrodden. And especially the present times, there are a lot of people who are in difficulties. Financial difficulties also, other difficulties also. We should try our best not just to live for ourselves and just think for ourselves, but think of others and help others also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and let us pass our test. Let us please Allah, in which we going to benefit. Allah does not benefit anything whatsoever. Allah is as great as He is all the time. It is all for our sake. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.